Hey guys, Maestro here, bringing you episode 133 of Maestro on the Mic, doing it Thursday shorty style. In today's episode, we're talking about the fact that nobody, including yours truly, wants to be wrong. Now, this also applies to your patients. So, what does this mean for treatment? What does this mean for interacting with other humans? Well, tune into the full episode to find out. But first, DJ, give me that heartbeat.
This is Maestro on the Mic,
a podcast designed to help you change your mindset and your life.
It is time for something new.
Join host Dr. Shante Cofield, also known as the Movement Maestro, on a journey to see the bigger picture.
Open your eyes.
Find your passion.
And discover how movement unites us all.
Let's get it poppin'.
This is Maestro on the Mic. I'm the Maestro, and you're about to get maestrified.
3, 2, 1.
Hey guys, Maestro here, and welcome back to another episode of Maestro on the Mic. Now, first things first, I'm going to address the elephant in the room by saying that I am in a different room than when I normally record this episode. So if it sounds a little bit different to you guys with those discerning ears, that's because I am not in my normal recording quote-unquote studio, aka my office. So there is a little bit more echo and such here. So if you hear the background noise, it is what it is. I am very sorry, but wanted to get the episode out. If you guys have questions about podcasting and such, please hit me up. I want you guys to be able to do the damn thing. And so if me answering a question about acoustics or microphones or whatever would help you out and get you on your way to doing the thing, then by all means, hit me up. But let's talk about today's episode, or the concept I want to go over in today's episode. The fact that nobody wants to be wrong. Right, including your patients. So this is something that I've, been looking at, thinking about, seeing. And I think that we all intuitively or inherently know. But it's something that we really should consider when we are having discussions with other people and also our patients. So as providers, it is our job to be helpful. Right? It's not our job to be right. Or, you know, at least if you want to reframe that, so it's not as trollable, we should focus on being helpful instead of focusing on being right. And what I mean by being right is not by doing, you know, the right thing, and this is backed by a million fucking studies or whatever, but we don't need to be arguing with our patients about what is what. We need to be listening to them, asking them what they need, talking about what they're scared of, not just immediately trying to debunk things that they come in thinking, if what they're thinking is not 100% in line with perhaps what we know to be true or how we treat. So I was teaching a course in Chicago. All the courses that I've done, all of my Moving with the Maestro courses have been phenomenal. And there was one attendee, Lex, and he made an amazing point about how when we're talking to people, when we present them with certain, I don't want to say evidence, when we say certain things to them, they can react in one of two ways. And oftentimes what we say is going to cause that person to hold on stronger or tighter to their beliefs, which isn't necessarily the most helpful thing. All right, so one of my favorite parts about this Maestro course is that it is such an open floor and we have lots of discussion. And one of the attendees had asked, you know, what do I say to patients in certain circumstances? And I opened up the floor and I was like, what do you guys say? You guys probably treat a lot more people than I do. What do you say? And Steph, who I brought on the podcast to talk about life on the road with kids, Steph basically said that, you know, sometimes I give it to them real. And if they say, you know, like, I feel X, Y, and Z, and I'm like, yeah, okay. Or if they're like, man, there's nothing else I can do, and sometimes you agree with them, and you're like, yeah, that does sound pretty bad. People will oftentimes then, they'll go to the other side of that, and then they'll maybe be like, but actually there is things I can do, or there are things I can do. Whereas if you immediately come in and you try to prove them wrong, and you say, no, but you could do this, you could do this, they start to retreat, and they hold on to their original ideas. and it backs them farther into that corner, right? Lex pointed this out, and you know, he made this point, and I was just like blown away. And I'm actually probably going to bring him on the podcast a little later this year when I come back to doing the longer episodes. But that was something that kind of one of the first things that really got the wheels spinning. It really got the wheels really spinning. And I wanted to make a short episode about that. And you know, last episode I did was also about social media, and I've been doing a lot of stuff with social media. Been on it a lot more recently, just with some of the projects that I've been doing. And this is something that we want to think about, not just when we're talking to patients, but when we're talking to everyone. And so when we look to have discussions with people, I'm not sure if everyone's trying to have discussions on social media, but you know, if someone is, right, and if this is you maybe, remember that nobody wants to be wrong. And so when you're going to have a discussion, one, don't just slap it in the comments, especially if it's like a counterpoint or whatever. Slide into the DMs and have that discussion with that person and ask them, you know, why, the why. Ask them for more background. You know, have a true discussion. Because when we come at someone super aggressively, you're not going to change their mind. Nobody wants to be wrong. I'm not saying that we shouldn't be humble or anything like that, you know, but let's face facts. Nobody wants to be wrong. As such, when we're having discussions with people, we can't go into it hoping that we're going to prove the other person wrong and then they're suddenly going to believe us and be like, I was wrong. It doesn't work like that. And that really probably shouldn't be our main intent with having these discussions anyway. Perhaps it's just to be heard, to be seen. That's fine. But when you go in and you're like, oh, I'm going to prove this person wrong, no. And so remember that with your patients, right? When your patients come in, probably the only time that they want to be wrong is like maybe if they think they have cancer, or maybe if they think they're pregnant and they like don't want to be pregnant. In those cases, they're probably like, please be wrong. Or if, you know, some catastrophic thing, they're like, please be wrong. But otherwise, the views that they're holding on to, in some way, shape, or form, they don't want to be wrong about it. And so when you... if your immediate, you know, knee-jerk reaction is to be like, I'm going to dispel these myths and I'm going to tell them that fascia is actually this robust and you can't break through it and that trigger points, you know, you can't just break them up and that, you know, pain is an output from their brain, that's not going to be received so well. And that's probably not going to, it's probably going to be met with a bit of opposition. Why? Because nobody wants to be wrong. And the more that you kind of try to prove them wrong, throw it in their face, the more tightly they're going to hold on to their previous beliefs. So if we're looking to kind of steer the conversation in a different direction and try and, you know, change some of those beliefs, we're not, your best bet is not to just like, you know, lead with fire. I've been saying it a lot more, and I believe it the more I say it, I think, but you can't put out fire with more fire. Right? That's not how it works. So when we're going to have these discussions, if we're looking to, you know, promote different thought patterns and such within our patients, go about it in a different way that's not just, you are wrong. Meet them in the middle, right? Make them feel something, right? Preferably better, and then you can start having those discussions as you go, right? Give them what they need packaged in what they want. If you come out right from the gate and you're like, ultrasound doesn't work, stretching doesn't work, I don't do this thing, don't do this, that's wrong. Just saying it, doesn't that just sound so off-putting, right? Like, ugh. So when you're coming out the gates, when you're trying to have a discussion with somebody, whether it's on social media or in person, someone like a patient, remember, nobody wants to be wrong. Keep asking questions, just keep asking questions. Try to understand and hear their viewpoint, because maybe you're the one that's wrong, right? And then go from there. All right, gonna wrap this up because it is a Thursday shorty. But one quick announcement, a little bit out of left field, but I gotta announce it just because of the time frame here. So if you want more out of Instagram, right, yeah, talking about social media again, if you want more out of Instagram, if you want some more coaching, if you want some more accountability, if you want your hand held a little bit more, you want a little bit more strategy, right? I had that amazing challenge. I'm still reeling over it. And during the challenge, I got some feedback and people were like, hey, I want more. And I was like, hey, I'm coming out with a course. And they're like, no, like I would love to do something that's, you know, more guidance. So I kind of sat with it. And from that, I was like, all right, how about an intensive? and the response was overwhelmingly positive. So I put it together and I am rolling it out. If you're listening to this on the day that the podcast episode drops, right, this should come out on the 25th, I believe, I am opening doors for that 2 days before. So it will already be open for registration when you listen to this episode. But it's a six-week program, 6 weeks of group coaching, weekly Zoom calls. There will be homework. It's going to be a deep dive. I love that phrase. It's going to be a deep dive into the strategies and techniques that I use and that I'd like to see you using to both grow your brand and support your business, right? Instagram is the shit. You guys know I love it. If you want to learn more about it, if you want, you know, the group setting, learn more about it, which provides so much more feedback. It provides so much more accountability, which is why I'm running it this way. Check out the intensive, right? Calling it the Instagram intensive. It will start on August 6th, limited spaces. I'm not going to give you the whole rundown here because I created a whole entire landing page with all of the information. So if this sounds like something that you're interested in, head on over. I'll put it in the show notes, but head on over to www.themovementmaestro.com/Instagram intensive, right? All lowercase. /Instagram intensive. And I'll take you to the landing page. You'll be able to get all the information there. I'm going to close the doors on July 30th. So if you listen to this podcast after that, well, then you've missed it. But for those of you that did listen right when it dropped, thank you. You guys are awesome. And if you're interested, head on over to that website and check it out. Okay, officially wrapping it up this time. As always, endlessly appreciative that you took the time to listen to me. You could have been doing anything, and instead, here we are. So, thank you. Until next time, friends, Maestro